I'd like to have your occasion as we begin this 25th anniversary weekend on the way. I'm Jeffrey Rosenblum. I'm president of the Jewish Historical Society, and it's great to see everybody again, especially all the new faces that I haven't seen before. If this is your first time to a society meeting, could you raise your hands? Well, welcome, particularly welcome. I hope you enjoyed the weekend with the rest of everybody else. I hope everybody's had enough to eat for lunch, and those that haven't, Enid's outside, you can complain to Enid. We have a wonderful 2 days of programs planned, including a 25th anniversary gala tonight, spotlighting the Jewish Merchants Project with a preliminary exhibit. We'll also award the Sixth Order of the Palmetto tonight, with previous recipients of Isidore Lurie, Mayor Max and Trudy Heller, Solomon Brebart, Ann Hellman, and Dr. Martin Perlmutter. Dale Rosengarten will be our sixth recipient tonight. Yes. I'd like to acknowledge the Nelson Mullen firm for their sponsorship for the Saturday evening reception. I also would like to take a second to recognize two VIPs who have been here from the beginning. I want to call on Jerry Sue Arnold. Jerry, could you stand, please? This room that we're in is Jerry and Norman Arnold Hall, and we're right here. And I also want to recognize Susan Lurie. Susan? Thank you both for coming. I don't want to wait until the end of the weekend to thank those who have worked so hard to making this weekend possible. If you could stand up as I call your name, we can give a big round of applause at the end. Rachel Barnett, Rachel. Mark Swick. Dale Rosengarten. Lisa Moore. Mary Jo Fairchild. Right here. Lynn Robinson. Catherine Allen. And Robin Waits. It takes a lot of people to do one of these weekends. Thank you all. It's quite a group. One doesn't stop enough to think what it takes to put a weekend on like this. It happens because of the individuals we just recognized. Now we need to settle down so we can begin our programs. At this time, I call upon Dr. Dale Rosengarten to get the afternoon started.
Welcome, everyone. It's wonderful to see a packed room like this. I have the privilege of introducing Lisa Rosman Thompson, a great friend and colleague I've gotten to know here at the college over the last few years. She's a woman of great vision and tenacity. Born in Little Rock, Arkansas, grew up in Russellville. Her mom joined the Army when Lisa was 8, and the next year took her with her to Izmir, Turkey, where Lisa met her first great humanities teacher, a man named John Taylor, who, according to her telling, had a lifelong impact on her thinking and her work. By introducing her to a huge variety of cultures and ideas, religions, ethnicities, just broadened her horizon to the whole world. Lisa spent 2 decades in education and training in the U.S. Navy, especially in Navy medicine, as a drug and alcohol counselor, clinic manager, career counselor, events planner, including a deployment in Iraq in 2006 and 7, where she was involved with a program which I think was classified at the time. This is not on her resume, called Iraqi Women's Engagement. Having left the military, she came to study at the College of Charleston, where she studied history, studio arts, and minored in Jewish studies. My first encounter with Lisa several years ago, she was doing a research project on women in the military and had come up to see what we had in the Jewish Heritage Collection. My second encounter, Lisa was a student of David Slukey here in the Jewish Studies Department and produced, I think, probably the most remarkable end-year project of that year on Holocaust memory. It was both an installation and a photographic study that just blew us away. So I wasn't surprised when she showed up again a year or two later with a much bigger project that kind of straddles art and history, photography of history. She calls it Low Country Past and Present. I call it double take, because what she's doing is layering archival images on contemporary photographs that she takes of historic locations, and in specifically in the current exhibit, locations of formerly Jewish-owned stores on King Street. That exhibit is upstairs in the Levine Library, and Lisa's going to talk about that today. I'm going to let her describe her motivation, her mentors, her methodology, all of which are quite extraordinary. We don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to cede the floor here, but I want you to give a huge welcome to Lisa Thompson.
I don't know where to begin. She just kind of said so much. When I came to the university here, or the college here, I started out with just history, and I wanted to learn about different cultures. Basically, growing up in Turkey, that's what we were exposed to. We were exposed to different cultures. You know, Turkey is a Muslim country, but there's a lot of Christians there as well. And that was the one thing that our teacher, Mr. Taylor, taught us. And so that's what we wanted. We all wanted to do is we wanted to learn about different cultures. And so when I came here, that was the one thing I had told myself. I wanted to expose myself to things that I had not been exposed to growing up. Growing up in a small town in Arkansas, you know, I grew up in the Bible Belt, and you know, you're not Southern Baptist, you know, you're in church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. We lived there, and my dad was a deacon in the church. We lived there. And so when I was registering for classes here, the counselor had mentioned one of the classes that was not fully enrolled in here in Jewish Studies. And so I thought, okay, that sounds really great. And I took it, and I was like, wow, that's cool. And I signed up for another course the following semester. And again, I was like, that's cool. And I just kept taking more and more classes, and taking classes from David Slukey was an amazing professor. And then taking him from Professor Raven and all the other professors, I fell in love with the classes and the way that they taught them, and it opened my eyes to a different reality than I grew up with. And then I started taking photography classes and realized how I could combine my love of history with my love of photography. And so outgrew a different passion for myself that I could combine these two loves. And then when I decided that I wanted to create these different projects, I was exposed in photography, I was exposed to different artists. I learned about Shimon Addy and his photography, Writing on the Walls, and History of Another. And he didn't know it, but he became my mentor. And I loved how he could bring in history and photography together. And so I really wanted to emulate that as well. And then there's another one that, please do not get me on my pronunciation. His name is Sergei Larenkov. What he does is he takes World War II photographs and combines them in with today's world of like Paris and Germany and things. So he takes like the soldiers and puts them in today's world with like what I do with tourists coming down the steps, and then you've got soldiers right there next to them. And I just thought that was amazing how you could do that. And so that was another thing that just made me go, wow. And so when I took Charleston and realized what we had here with the architecture and what we were losing in our history, and that I wanted us to be able to remember our history right here in Charleston and what helped build our history here in Charleston, I knew that I needed to do something about that with my photography. And so that's when I decided to look at the Jewish merchants, because this country or this town was built on Jewish merchants. And so that's when I went to Dale and she's like, hey, great project. And so then I started looking for different merchants and going around and trying to find the pictures and then trying to find the buildings and bringing them together. I'm kind of going off of my write-up here too, so if you'll excuse me, I'm trying to read it too. But some of the inspirations that brought it all together were my fascination with our world and the history created within it. And for me, as an outsider looking in, I fell in love with how the Jewish community formed such a tightly held bonds. And then to walk down memory lane in the Lowcountry and recognize how many Jewish merchants were no longer in business. I mean, just what, in the last few years, how many have closed? With Morris Sokol and Bob Ellis, and I mean, we had a couple others just recently too. And then the documentation of those merchants through photographic work. You know, we can look at those buildings, both the past and the present look, through these photographic works. And so this collaboration for me is essentially a reflection, like I said, of both past and present, and being able to remember. And then doing it through Lightroom and Photoshop, being able to merge them together is both fun, exhilarating, and kind of like merging, you know, lives together as well.
That's perfect. Lisa, thank you so much. And y'all, I really can't recommend enough that you please do join us upstairs either during a break or at the end of today's first half of today's program around 4 o'clock to go up and take a look at Lisa's artwork. Not only do we have a number of about 10 or a dozen framed pictures, Lisa also brought the rest of her portfolio, and it is just stunning. So I can't recommend that that you go check that out enough. One note of housekeeping before we move on and I introduce our speaker, which is to please do take out your phones to find the mute button on your phones, or the power button if you so choose. And thanks for turning off the ringers on those, just so that we can move forward without interruption.